Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Let's give a big hand clap to Lydia. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay? There's a general dullness in the church. So I hope you cheer up. Amen? Hallelujah. Who has an interesting story? Okay, an icebreaker. Okay, we have worshipped, we have done, but the ice is not what? Glory be to God. Joanne, do you know how to break ice? Okay, in the spirit. Glory be to God. Okay, yeah, there's a general what? Hallelujah. If you guys were not corporates who are into time, we would have done another 1 hour of serious worship. Amen? Hallelujah. We don't seem like we worship God today. Glory be to God. So, a nice break. Dennis, come. Okay? Glory be to God. Amen? Make sure you're breaking the ice.
So, praise God. Last night before I slept, I got on YouTube to watch something about Kenneth Hagin. So I searched for I Believe in Visions. Then a clip came up where he was talking about his encounter with Jesus and an angel. So Jesus shows up and an angel also standing behind him. Then Jesus tells Kenneth Hagin what he had to say. So Kenneth Hagin asks Jesus, who is that angel behind you? And Jesus says, he is your angel. And he has a message for you from God. So Kenneth Hagin asks Jesus, but why didn't you be the one to deliver a message from God? So I found it hilarious that Jesus can show up with an angel, and he says that an angel is the one with the message from God the Father. Why not the Son deliver it himself? Yeah, I found it interesting.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Joanne, you should be continuing from there. You come. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. By the way, interestingly, Dennis, I'm going to talk about the ministry of angels. Hallelujah. You had an experience with an angel, and God told you, anyway.
So one of those days, I had gone to Entebbe to pray, and as I was praying, there were many people who were walking around, and like it was a normal place because I wasn't secluded, and it was during the day, like at about 2:30. So as I'm praying, all of a sudden, I feel like there is someone standing behind me. Now I was seated, and I just sense, you know, when you sense a presence behind you, like, you know, like if I stood behind Pastor. So I turn and look, and there is a gentleman. And I get so scared, and I ask him, what do you want? Then he tells me that I heard you pray, so I have come to help you pray. That gentleman was dressed in normal body, like clothes, like he wasn't standing out, or else he would have attracted attention. So, no, he wasn't, but the clothes were not really fancy, they were like really normal clothes. And those are fancy, yes, So I get so scared when he tells me that. At that point, I knew that he was what? He was an angel. And I was so, so scared. You people, this a normal human being making you that scared. So he didn't have any glory light shining or anything like that. So anyway, this guy turns. I continue to pray for a little while. But I was so scared. And then he turns and walks, starts to walk away. So I turn to see where he's going. And he walks, like, after like 100 meters from me, the guy disappeared in thin air. Church, that was the end of my prayer session that day. I closed my book, made a beeline for the car, and I told God, these things of seeing angels in real life, like, manifest like that, I think I'm all right. I'm fine. Let us keep it in the dreams. Amen. So, fast forward, yes. Fast forward, last year, as we were praying one evening here, I was just telling God, God, because I always remember that experience. So I just, you know, I kept on telling God, was I too harsh? Did I chase my angel away? Will he come back? But God, you know, you understand what I mean. Because after that, I never saw any angel, like even in a dream. So I went to bed that night. And at night, I had a dream. And in the dream, someone was telling me that that angel who came to help you, you pray. Every time you get up to pray, that angel is always there. Amen? And that dream ended.
Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you have seen angels? You've been visited by angels. Hallelujah. Flora, no angels? No, not yet. Okay? In Swahili, they say, Bado. We can talk about angels and their ministry and to us. Glory be to God. Amen. Last week and the other week, we talked about Jesus, okay? The visitations of Jesus. Today, we want to talk about angels. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, after the service on Sunday, Joanne reminded me, it was in the week, that there's an experience Dennis heard of Jesus visiting him. And Joanne was so angry that he didn't share it, okay, on Sunday. So you come back. Hallelujah. The one you shared on Thursday, Jesus visited you and... Glory be to God. If you don't remember it, you can see it, okay? I can share it. Okay.
I think Dennis doesn't remember, but I remember very well. It was around 2018, we were still in Zoe, and Dennis came home and told me a dream he had had. He told me, at that time I knew Dennis, but Sam didn't know him. So, Ombogufu. Okay, so... Dennis said, he told me that he had a dream. He was at his home in Mulawa, sleeping, and he had a voice in the dream calling him three times, Dennis, Dennis, Dennis. And when he got up, the voice asked him what Jesus was there, and he asked him, what do you want? So Dennis was so shocked, and he didn't tell Jesus what he wanted, and the dream ended. He instead told me.
Glory be to God. And Jesus left before this man could tell him what he wants. Hallelujah. Amen. So these visitations of Jesus, they are for us. Okay? Jesus has no one else to visit. For your own information. Hallelujah. There are no people on Mars. Okay, no people on Venus. Okay, we are here and we are the only ones that Jesus can visit. And he wants to visit us. And when he visits us, like we said, sometimes he visits us in another form. Okay, he can appear to you like your big brother. Okay, but he would want, because remember, he's your brother, isn't it? And now when he does that, he would want you to recognize him, that it's not actually your brother, but it is Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. At the times, he will appear the way he left. Okay, Jesus, okay, looking like an Arab, okay? a Middle Eastern, you know, person. Not as any glory be to God. So this visitation and what we need to do is we need to desire them. Hallelujah. We need to desire his visitations. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, like I said, we shall look at angels and their ministry. Okay? Mark Namanya, Jesus has never visited you? Bado. It's a simple word, bado. Okay? Hallelujah. That man has a Swahili teacher in the house, but the man knows nothing. Glory be to God. But understand that as a man in the house, he's like, no, it is you supposed to learn my language. So apparently, Lydia is learning Runyankore. That's why she told us on Thursday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, what are angels? Okay? What are angels? Children, you've heard, eh? We're going to talk about angels, okay? Mkwanzi, no angelic visitation. Jesus, bado. Okay? Bado means not yet, still. Eh? Hallelujah. He's coming, amen? He's what? He's coming. Glory be to God. Joan shared another experience. You had a visitation of Jesus. It was in a dream. Yes, she told us on Thursday, Jesus visited her, spoke to her something, then spoke to another lady who used to be in the worship team. And then Jesus told you that he will come back again. Hallelujah. That, you know, I'll come. You remember what he told Hagin when he was going to hospital? Okay, he made him say, you know, they talked. As he walked to hospital, then he told him, "And while you are at hospital, I'll come back again and explain to you why you got an accident." Hallelujah. Amen. Then he told him, "You got the accident because you are not in my perfect will." Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And to me, that's a very important thing, a being in the will of God. There's so many things that won't come your way, evil. If you are in the will of God. Okay? Bridget is looking at me like, Mazima. Kale, I better do the will of God. I'm joking. Hallelujah. But that's a serious thing, amen? Hallelujah. There's some things you can't pray away. Okay? The only way they can be away from you is just be doing what God told you. And that's how they are what? They'll go from you. Amen? Hallelujah. Grace Joy, are you listening to me? Yeah. Grace Joy is among the few people in this church who listen to me. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. You see, this Jesus is very interesting. Okay? He can what? Appear to someone and communicates that I appear to Balo. Okay? And Mr. Balo has no clue. But according to Jesus, he did. Glory be to God. Amen? Like I remember one time, I think I've seen Jesus in Israel, the way he left the earth once, but it seemed like he didn't want me to see him. You remember that dream? You remember, in this dream, in the dream, I am praying and fasting. Okay? Like in the dream. But in real life, I wasn't praying and fasting. Okay? But anyway, I'm praying and fasting. Then Jesus appears to me in the sky. Hallelujah. He appears to me, but when I woke up, it seemed like he appeared to me like in the twinkling of an eye. And then what? Okay? But I remember what he told me. Glory be to God. So, like, I don't know why he did that. Maybe it was just, maybe he didn't want me to keep the memory. So that's why he it appears like it was like in the blink of an eye, okay? Anyway, he appears to me and he tells me that the time has come for you to begin doing what I told you that you would do, that which Elvis at that time, okay? He does. He told me now that time has come. Glory be to God. And I remember I woke up, I mean, the dream had, you know, there are those dreams which have like glory in it. Eh? Okay, not glory, but the glory of God. Hallelujah. Now, sometime later, okay, now, fast forward, there was a dream when Gabriel appears to me. Then he tells, anyway, he encourages me also to do that. Then I began to do it because I was scared not to be out of the will of God. You remember that story? Because man, God has told me to profess, so I have to, you know, eh? Man, for me, you can say that over, I'm not spiritual, but the whole idea of not doing what God has told me, it freaks me out. You understand? So I went, I obeyed, you know, eh? That Tuesday in Zoe, okay? I obeyed, you know. Then when I started, a certain young man comes to me like a week later and he tells me that I had a dream. And in this dream, Jesus appeared to your sister, okay? Maureen, okay? Maureen Mwanga. Appeared to your sister and told your sister to tell me, Moses, that Moses's or your brother's prophetic ministry has begun. Okay? Has begun. In fact, as he said that, this guy in the dream saw me walking with Jesus, okay, at the beginning of a road. And it was a winding road and long. Eh? So Jesus apparently tells my sister, okay, that Moses' prophetic ministry has just begun. Okay? And it's going to be a long... Eh? John is the one who remembers it better than I do. It's going to be a long way, you know, eh? Then he saw me walk with Jesus like along that long way. Glory be to God. Anyway, now, my sister, remember, Jesus said in a dream that, okay, she appeared to my sister, isn't it? But my sister was angered. Glory be to God. Was angered. She's like, glory be to God. Now, last week, after we left church here, there are some people after they leave church here, they go and sleep. Okay? One of them is what? Mrs. Mujimba. Yeah, anyway, she goes to sleep and then she dreams. In the dream, there's a gentleman who is in the dream, and someone here talks to him and says that, I'm hungry. Hence the song we sang first, okay? As a deer panteth for the water brooks, okay? Then the gentleman said that, oh, I'm glad that you have what? That you have recognized me. And he had a mask on, a face mask. Okay? Then this gentleman tells someone in this church that, I'm glad you have recognized me. Even if I had a what? Even if I have a mask on. Glory be to God. And in the context of what we're talking about and other things in the dream, you could see that person was Jesus. Hallelujah. And someone in this church had recognized him, though he had appeared in another form. But you ask that person, did you see Jesus? Person, no. But in someone's dream, it happened. Glory be to God. Isn't that interesting? Eh? The spirit world. Eh? Okay. Years ago, I get a dream. Remember Jaza? Okay. I get a dream. And in the dream, I am told that Jesus has appeared to that young man just as he promised. Then there were other things I dreamed. Then I'm like, this dream. But I'm like, let me just share it with that young man. Okay? Then I shared it with him. I had a dream and I was told that Jesus appeared to you as he promised. Then the young man said, wait a minute, that means that it's soon, because he one time he appeared to me, then he told me that I'm going to visit you again. I didn't know about that. Then now I dream and I'm told that, you know, Hallelujah. Interesting stuff, isn't it? Hallelujah. But anyway, Jesus wants to visit us. Glory be to God. And when he does visit us, he wants us to recognize him. Hallelujah. He wants us to do what? To recognize him, especially if he appears in another form. Okay? Sam, it's okay. Any visitation? Bado. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Lydia. Hapana. But okay, in another form. Hallelujah. Bridget. Okay? Bridget is one of those who God saved P2 of our word. Hallelujah. Maybe not P2, but anyway. Hallelujah. Mark. Bado. Okay. Teddy. These days, you don't testify anything. You just lead us in worship, but no, Jesus. Bado, banai. Ungate muiga mangu. Hallelujah. And so what are angels? Okay? Children, do you know angels? Mans, do you know angels? Hallelujah. Now, according to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, okay, verse 13 talks about angels. Then verse 14 tells us that angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who inherit salvation. Okay? Keza, you have heard about angels? Huh? She's not clicking my accent, I think. Okay, so angels are spirits. Angels are what? Spirits. And they are there to minister unto us, to serve us. Okay? Of course, to serve us according to God's will. Okay? Psalm 103, verse 20, says that, bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word. So angels only do what God tells them to do. Hallelujah. Then verse 20, then continue and say that they heed the voice of his word. Then he says that, bless the Lord, all you his hosts. These hosts again are angels. You ministers of his who do his pleasure. So angels do the will of God. Okay? They heed the word of God, the voice of God. That also means that if we want to benefit from the ministry of angels, okay, they had better find us speaking the word of God. Nkwanz, isn't that so? Hallelujah. Nkwanz is the one who knows these things about what? Angels. Hallelujah. Angels, they heed, okay, the voice of the word of God. So in order to benefit, okay, benefit big time from their ministry, we should be found speaking the word of God in our daily lives. Hallelujah. We shouldn't be found speaking nonsense. Okay? We shouldn't be found doing what? Speaking garbage. Speaking takataka. Takataka is garbage. Isn't that so, Lydia? Swahili, okay? So now you are, kuku, you've learned? Bado, takataka. Takataka is easy, isn't it? Takataka. Hallelujah. Those are the kind of words my daughter loves. Okay? Words like mujugu jugu. Okay? She loves that word. She says, Daddy, what's that word again? Mujugu jugu. Mujugu jugu is like an expert or something like that. Uh-huh. Uh-huh, in Uganda. But we also, okay? For me, I'm not a Uganda speaker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, takataka means garbage. So, please, okay, speak the word of God. Hallelujah. Speak the word of God. That is the only thing that angels give heed to. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Now, we're going to look at angels, and we're going to see how they operated in the life of Jesus. Okay? So we're going to talk about angels, but really, we're going to talk about Jesus. Glory be to God. So angels worked in the life of Jesus, okay? And that should teach us that they are also available to work in our lives. Okay, if they worked in Jesus' life, how much more us? We weak, Okay? Vessels, human beings, just. Glory be to God. So we need them. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, remember, last week, we saw that before the Lord came as a human being, okay, he used to appear to people. You remember that? Okay, sometimes it was called the angel of the Lord, but it was actually the Lord who now we call Jesus. Okay, we saw how we visited Abraham, isn't it? You remember that? Those were here. That was in Genesis chapter 18 from verse 1. It says that, then the Lord, okay, Yahweh, Jehovah, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, appeared to Abraham by those trees, as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. Okay, so the Lord appeared to Abraham. Then in verse 2 says that, so he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. Okay, so we saw that one of those three men was the Lord. We saw it, remember? Sam, you remember? You weren't here. Okay. Hallelujah. We read further and we saw that one of them was the Lord, who thousands of years later, he took on human form, okay, and he was called Jesus, okay? But before he became Jesus, before he came as a human being on earth, he still used to appear to people, okay? So, three men appeared to Abraham. One of them was Jesus. Okay, the other two were angels. Glory be to God. The other two were what? Were angels. When you read that story further down into Genesis 19, okay, it tells you that now the two angels, okay, so one of them was the Lord, then now the other two are no longer being called men, but they are being called what? Angels. Okay? So those are the ones who went down to Sodom. Okay? To get Lot out of that city of LGBTQ. Okay? Before they could destroy it. Hallelujah. Amen? So, those were angels. Okay? And you can see they were working with the Lord even before he became a man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. One of the things, again, we learn from this story, you can see the angels ministered to Lot. Okay? Ministered to Lot according to the will of God. Glory be to God. They took him out of an immoral city before it could get destroyed. Hallelujah. Okay? That city was full of LGBTQ, homosexuals, lesbians, and it was destroyed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lot's wife, okay, didn't heed the instruction of the angels. Okay, so she became a pillar of salt. Hallelujah. You had better heed the voice of angels. Okay, when they bring you a message, you had better heed it. Okay? So you can see she was in her heart, she wasn't really in the perfect will of God. Because she looked back, you know, she was like, man, okay, this is me. She's like, I'm going to miss that city, that great city, Katingenda, Eli, Mchalo. You know, she looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. Glory be to God. Because you can see in her heart, she wasn't in the will of God. Destruction came. Glory be to God. So these are angels working with the Lord even before he became a human being. Hallelujah. Now when he was going to come in the earth, brother, have you heard of a book called When God Walked the Earth? Eh? We read it here years ago. There are those days when I used to make you read books. Okay? Glory hadn't yet come. Okay? Hallelujah. I don't know why, what? Andrew delayed to bring her. All right? Yeah, you should get that book. Like, I don't know if I have a hard copy by Rick Joyner. You remember it, Dennis? Wonderful book. Glory be to God. When God walked the earth. Hallelujah. So anyway, just before he came as a man, the announcement that is coming was made by an angel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That we see in Luke chapter 1 from verse 26. Okay? So it says that in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel. Hallelujah. The angel who? Brother, how many angels are mentioned by name in the Bible? Children, how many angels are mentioned by name in the Bible? Okay, which angels do you know? Abigail. Uh-huh. Michael, too. Shaky, you want to add? Eh? Shouter. Gabriel, Raphael. Uh-huh. Glory be to God. Your parents will take on from there. Hallelujah. I'm not going to do people's work. Hallelujah. Yes, but but there's something to what he's saying. Okay? Yes, apparently there's an angel called what? Raphael, okay? So but as he grows up, we'll tell him the entire truth. Okay. That is not in the what? Oh, glory be to God. Okay. Okay. Your son is brilliant. He's a why. Mumkumire mungalo, umwana we. Brilliant. Hallelujah. It's amazing how parents, you know, we have a neighbor. They got a baby sometime last year. You know, the kid was about just 2 weeks old. Then the father was telling me, man, my kid, my daughter, you know, she can lift her head, man. Yet she's very, but just looked at him and say, yeah, I mean. So you give him what? The audience, because that's what? That's the jazz of parents. Their kids are the best thing that has ever happened. They're doing things which no other kids can do. Okay, their kids don't abuse people. When their kids have a problem with other kids, if the other kids were in the wrong, hallelujah. Anyway, yeah, those are what? Parents, especially mothers, isn't it? Hallelujah, isn't it? Especially what? Mothers. Hallelujah. Sometimes defending wrong characters, not wrong characters, but anyway, you understand. So children, there are two angels mentioned by name in the Bible, okay? Gabriel and Michael. Hallelujah. So this Gabriel appears to a virgin who was called Mary. And in verse 28, having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. She was troubled the way Joanne was troubled when an angel visited her. Mubuli wo in real life. Okay? Do you know where that fear comes from, by the way? Because, really, we're not supposed to fear spiritual manifestations, like the visitations of angels. We're not supposed to fear, but human nature, we fear. Even with Daniel, man, sometimes you get freaked out. Okay? Do you know where it comes from? It comes from the fall. Okay? When the fall happened, okay, that fear of, like, spiritual beings entered us. That's why most of the time they appear to people, okay, they tell them, do not fear. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But in the beginning, it wasn't like that, before Adam fell. Hallelujah. Okay? Even Jesus appearing, man, you first get what? Freaked out. Sometimes, for some people. Okay? Then Jesus has to come and what? To Leah, calm down, you know. Hallelujah, I'm Jesus. Glory be to God. So until we get, anyway, yeah, that happens, okay? The fear until Jesus comes back and we, you know, anyway, and we get changed completely. Okay, that fear oftentimes shall be there. So the angel told her, in verse 30 that, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus." Glory be to God. Even the name, okay, was announced by an angel. Hallelujah. Remember, we're talking about the ministry of what? Angels. And we're going to use the life of Jesus. Okay? Now, verse 34. Mary asked the Lord, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" Okay, I'm not yet married. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Okay? One of the reasons why I've read all this is to show you that you can judge with angels. Hallelujah. Okay? After the fear has what? Subsided. You can judge them. You can even tell them, no, I'm not believing what you're saying. Unless you give me scriptures. Glory be to God. Okay, because remember, the Bible says that we have to test every spirit. You remember, angels are spirits. You saw it? So now, just because a being comes and speaks to you, doesn't mean that you should believe everything. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Yes, you have to test every spirit, whether they are of God, lest you get deceived. Like they deceived Muhammad. Muhammad was deceived. Some being who showed up and it said that, I think it is Gabriel. Okay? Then it deceived him. What it told him wasn't according to the scriptures. Scriptures which were already there. Because that visitation happened in around 620 or 630. In the year 630. So the scriptures at that time were there. Hallelujah. So Muhammad should have consulted the scriptures. But the thing deceived him. Okay? It deceived him that it is what? Gabriel was speaking on God's behalf. Hallelujah. So as you desire to have these experiences, okay, also keep in the word. Keep in the what? Keep in the word. Okay? Do you know a prophet called Alpha? How many of you have heard of Alpha? Okay? There's some guy, okay? Yeah. He's called Alpha Munyantwari. Okay? He told me once, and I think Elvis wrote it in his in one of his books, okay, that one day he had an experience and two beings appeared to him. One said, I am Moses, I think. Then another one said, I am, was it Elijah or Abraham? Okay? Then they gave him a message to tell the people. Eh? That now, go and tell the people this. Okay? But, thank God, Alpha was discerning enough to realize that this message is not what? It is not according to the word of God. Okay? They came to him very nicely, you know, eh? Okay? You remember, the devil can transform into an angel of light, isn't it? So he came to him very nice, you know. Then they gave him a message, say, go and tell the people this. So, but he discerned that the thing, what they are saying, wasn't according to the written word. So he jumped. He said, no, you know. Then the moment he jumped, man, they turned into their true colors, man. And they wanted to what? Kill him. Glory be to God. So you had better be what? Careful, okay? So keep in the word. Study the word. Okay? Keep in the word. Listen to the word in Swahili, in Lutoro. Glory be to God. Let the word, okay, be strong in the word of God. Hallelujah. Then you discern when a being appears to you and it's masquerading to be an angel of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There's something else I wanted to say, but I forgot. Now, like these experiences of mother. By the way, Mr. Barlow, don't you find it amazing that Catholics only get visited by Mary? They never get visited by Jesus. Do you understand? That alone, eh? You understand? For them, Mary. Never Jesus. That alone, you realize something is wrong, man. Jesus, tabala vikira. Okay? Mukama wa Mary. You know, eh? It is always Mary. And she even tells them things which are not according to scripture. Pray the rosary, what, you know, eh? Where is that in the scripture? So now you see, those beings are devils. Okay? Those beings which call themselves Mary. And they come and shining, you know, with the holy woman, you know, eh? Just katemba, man. Drama. Okay? The devil knows drama, man. You know, come holy, what? You know, eh? I guess dressed in white or gold. Then she speaks like, eh, she has never sinned. Then she says, well, tell the people this year is a year of the rosary. Those are devils, man. Okay? Mount St. Mary's College, Namagunga. St. Mary's College. So, okay? Yeah? Okay? Father Grime. Namasakari. You understand? Eh? So, children, what I'm telling you is, please read your Bibles. Abigail, have you heard? Read your Bibles. Okay? Shaky. Read your Bibles. Then you get to understand the word of God. So that when something comes and tells you things which are not in the Bible, you don't agree. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Please move so keep in your Bibles. If for some reason you're not able to read, you're so busy, listen to the word of God. Hallelujah. Please don't take the word of God lightly. For me, I love dreams. I love to read those experiences. I read them. Hallelujah. But man, first and foremost, the word of God. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. So anyway, yes, the coming of the Lord is announced by an angel. Hallelujah. Interestingly, Joseph didn't have a clue. Huh? He didn't have a clue of what they had told his what? His wife to be. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? Anyway, we see that in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. So we have read an angel visits Mary. You shall have a child by the Holy Ghost, isn't it? So now in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, okay, Joseph finds that Mary is pregnant. Okay? And he's not responsible. Anyway, so verse 19, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. Basically, okumbinga, to chase her away. Okay? But while he thought about these things of chasing her away, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, tochikola. Eh? Don't chase her away. Okay? Do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name what? Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. Okay? I believe the reason why the angel, okay, tells him about the name, probably is to confirm that what? Because I think when Mary was going to be chased away, okay, she must have said, Mazima, for real, an angel appeared to me. And he told me that, in fact, the child will even be called Jesus. So I'm sure that's why now the angel adds that detail. Okay? So she, you can be like, she's not lying. Because she also told me that. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyway, you see angels in the life of Jesus. Okay? Ngabata andika. Glory be to God. By the way, even at his birth, isn't it? There were angels which came singing. Isn't it? What were they singing? Huh? Okay, they were singing, isn't it? And they were not singing chameleon songs. They are not singing Bobby Wine songs. They are not singing those dirty songs that some of you sing. Hallelujah. That some of you play in your cars, play in your houses, play your kwandulas, play weddings. Holy people have come for your wedding. Holy people, like what? Sammy Soki. Then you start playing them songs from hell. Okay? In fact, before you begin to play them, you even first say, what? So and so will come and pray for us before the DJ, what? That's what you do. A total mockery of God. Mockery, kabisa. Eh? You're going to play evil, to play music which the lyrics themselves, even when you watch the videos, it is hell, evil stuff. So before you even play them, you first say, hey, someone will come and pray before the function starts. Then the moment they finish, they can DJ. Like it didn't occur to you that you're mocking God. Then after you say God has blessed man, the function was a success. Okay? According to hell, it was a success. Because, anyway, because You celebrated evil. You celebrated demons. In fact, a good number of people come when they are dressed like demons. But you dress like demons, like the way you dress, like. And you really looked at yourself in the mirror. Nula wanga ati wanochi. Then if it's a wedding, you come, okay, it's a time for the bride or the groom to make their speech. You come dressed like a devil, then you start by saying that I praise the Lord. Then people look at you and they're like, I was still back to Nulira. Your Muslim friends who you invited, they look at you and they're like, no, Binevia Jesus, you know, these are liars. How can you say, I praise the Lord? What? Then even you talk about your gown, then you give a testimony how the gown was sold in time. But the gown, you just see a demonic costume. And then you attribute it to God. Do you understand? Anyway, you understand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Grace, joy. At your wedding, one month for you, you'll be a what? You'll be a molokole for real. And call some Basilam to say, this is the first wedding I've ever seen. Nga dala dala wanu bagala katonda. Hallelujah. Did I tell you one time when I gave a certain young man a lift? So I was coming from my mom's place. Then, you know, like 2 p.m. So it's hot. Okay. Then as I'm driving away, I see a young man walking. Okay. Then Bambi, I felt sorry for him. Then I stopped. I'm like, hey, can I give you a lift? The guy said, yes. So he sat in the co-driver's seat, and I was playing my Christian music, okay, Darlene Check, you know? So I asked him, what's your name? He told me his name. I'm like, hey, you're a Muslim. He says, yes, I'm a Muslim, you know? Then as we drove on, he tells me, I don't know, music yon. Chetagano muzanyango, funye sente zo. Hallelujah. Kwanga, music yon. Kwegamba, itaga nga, you have arrived, nga, obulamu bulonji. Kwanga, the way it sounds. Now, this is a Muslim. Music na ye ya mkolachi. Agamba on your music. A Muslim saying that. Glory be to God. Then, of course, I told him about Jesus a little bit. But then I ministered to him. He must have left saying, oh, your guy, you have left to your mzee yo. Your mzee yo, dara umuloko le ye. Kwa mumotoka ye. Hallelujah. There's a guy who, what? There's some guy who I need to warn. Okay, your cousin. I gave him my car the other time to do some stuff on it. Then he returned it. So when I start the engine, man, some strange music. Then I realized that the guy, what? And I was like, I need to talk to this guy. He never to do that with my car. Okay? Now remember, I have to assure him. Yes, I have to assure him. Never. Hallelujah. And he's a mulokole, apparently. And I think he's a mulokole band. Give me back my car tuned into some channel, man. The devil's music. Can you imagine, young men? I hope you know. Anyway. Hallelujah. Now some of you are saying, Kati Pastor, write it over. Today more celebration, what? Today Palm Sunday. Because I don't want you to celebrate the devil on Palm Sunday. But move on. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. These are the things you're supposed to hear in church. And for you who know them, who don't do them, like who Mulibalo call it dala dala. This is an encouragement to go and spread the gospel. Mugamena abalala. Especially abalokole. Hallelujah. Kwakaja abalokole, he say we are laughing stock, man. We are laughing stock. Ebili mauli lebe tukola, you understand? Kugamba oyita omu oyita omuchi omusilamu kumbaga yo. Na yevye mukola kumbaga bye mwamba de omusilamu agamba kati bulijo ngamba undokoke na ye. Like I don't say difference. I just think tuba singo kwambala. You know how those Muslims dress? Okay? They dress like like some people here. Glory be to God. And which is good, by the way. Which is what? Yesterday we were watching Formula One. No. Horses. Aha. So I tuned into a channel on GSTV, and horses are competing. Animals are competing against each other. Okay? And then some guy some horse wins. Then now there are those, they're called what? Reporters. And then who go ask, hey, Kati, what? Like the owners of the horse. Eh? What's called out here? You know, eh? Now it was in Dubai. Okay? Now, if it is in Uganda and Europe and in America, you can imagine how that reporter would be dressed. Is it a reporter or recommend? But you can see she's employed by that reporter. So in Uganda, you can imagine how she'll be dressed. Okay? Like a little demon. Okay? But now, in Dubai, okay, man, we took note of it. Because remember, a Muslim country, dress code, serious. Okay? She was dressed in a long dress. I think even they were up to here. Anyway, you know, like, it wasn't the normal reporter as we know them. You know, you could see. Hallelujah. So, in so many ways, man, there are Muslims, but to sing. I think I found the Babalaga example. We see a choice, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. It's time to niagamba pastor de lotena viako gila. You know I'm doing a pastor's work. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So anyway, angels, so they appear to Joseph also, isn't it? Then when Jesus was born, angels came singing. Isn't it? Then, now Herod wants to kill the child because he thinks that this child is going to become king in his place. Okay? So, in Matthew chapter 2, after the Matthew chapter 2, verse 13, after the wise men had seen the Lord, when they left, and because remember, they were supposed to go back and tell Herod where the child is. So the Bible says that when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph. An angel of the Lord did what? Appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, run to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Okay? The ministry of angels in the life of Jesus. Glory be to God. By the way, even there was the ministry of angels in the birth of man's mujukira. Man's tali simple. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Me says, okay, you are not here. Your wife came and told us that when she was what? Going to hospital to give birth to Manzi. You're not here, Gerald. Yeah, so she was in pain. Then Jesus, oh, it wasn't the ministry of angels, sorry. It was the ministry of the Lord. Okay, Jesus came in the car. Were you driving or you are not around? Aha. Never could either. Yes or no? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So, manani, you remember that story? Who wasn't here last week? Who didn't hear that story? Who wasn't here last week? Mark, Jera. Yes, man. Jesus appeared in the car. Kati, not a dream, not a vision. Okay? And what did he say? Did he say anything? Or he just drove with you to hospital? Then you said that the pain disappeared. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Lydia is like, hey, mama. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. Glory, Jesus appeared, you know, in the car and eased the pain. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? Shekinah, have you heard that story? Okay? When Manzi was going to be born. Okay, Jesus drove with Mommy Manzi to hospital. Hallelujah. There's someone who's looking at Manzi like, you wait after here. For me, I know you very well. Hallelujah. But you see, I'm sharing these things not just for just. Okay? But these are serious things, isn't it? Jesus appeared to people, so we need to talk about these things. Angels appear to people, so we need to talk about these things. That's why they are written. To talk about them and to also know that we are not exempt from being visited. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And when you talk about them, that's when now you start to build faith and awareness. Because oftentimes what happens to us is because of what we are expecting or the awareness that we have of this thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the angel says, be in Egypt until I bring you word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then in verse 19, same chapter, 20, it says that now when Herod was dead, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. And maybe it was the same angel who appeared to him and told him, we take off. So we can say that the angel returned according to what he had said. Glory be to God. Yes, it must be the same one. Because when the angel was telling him flee, the angel said that, be there in Egypt until I bring you word. Me. So meaning, nze, tebagenda kutuma mulala. Glory be to God. So it must be the same angel. He said that now, Herod is dead. Arise, take the young child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those who saw the young child's life are what? Dead. Hallelujah. So Joanne, the promise was kept. The angel returned. Hallelujah. Yes, and even you, Jesus said that he will return. Okay? He will return before the second coming. He returned to you, just you. Hallelujah. No. Jesus, yeah. Amen? Glory be to God. But glory, really, not Jesus' visitation? Bado. Maybe in another form. Maybe came in the form of Andrew, Ugwenoloza, Walose Andrew, Ngakugamba. Hallelujah. Kumbe. It was Jesus, man. Took on the form of what? Brother Andrew. Your Lord, Andrew. Okay? There's someone who told me a story. Like after the... Man. People will tell me stuff after what? After the service. So, Mwanga Sam tells me a story that after the service, Mr. Kurubia told him, okay, that, man, one day he was in the house. Was that before Uglory came in the picture? Anyway, so he was in the house. He was in the house at night, sleeping. Then someone would hit you. Nakuzukusa. You had a voice in the gamba. Zukuka, eh? Ababi, eh? Bakuba. He had a voice. Say, wake up, they are robbing you. He said it how many times?
Once.
Wake up, they are robbing you. Okay, so he obeyed the voice, which must have been like an angel. Got out, looked through the window, and Abby, guess what happened? He saw guys in his car robbing him. Then, what did you do? He shouted, Noble Gola, you backed. Then the guys, what? They took off. The ministry of what? Angels. Hallelujah. So angels are at work. Christina is like, pastors are supposed to be more serious than what? Hallelujah. This is a guy, my parents, respect, call what? Pastor Moses. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, so angels, okay? So the same angel came and said, okay, now go back home. Okay? Hallelujah. I don't know whether that angel will appear to Bobby Wine also. We tell him now, go back home. Hallelujah. Amen. But they'll be like, but we're not the ones who told you to. Huh? Amen. Now, just before Jesus went to the cross, we again see angels in his life. Okay? In Luke chapter 22 from verse 41, Jesus is praying in the garden of what? Gethsemane. That word. So in verse 41, we see him kneeling down, and then he prayed saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. Giving him strength, okay, to complete his work. To go even until the cross. Angels came, nebamuzamu amanyi. Nevamkolachi glory. Bakam garam aman. Hallelujah. Okay? So angels are here to strengthen us. In any way, when you feel you have lost strength to do the will of the Lord, okay? The ministry of angels is available. Okay? Regan, isn't that so? Okay? I don't know what's up when you're writing the serious things. The serious things are what I'm saying. Glory be to God. Angels. Hallelujah. Huh? Angels. Okay? You remember that experience I had? Jesus appears to me, tells me that now the time has what? Has begun. Okay, as I'm there, I'm in fear. I'm like, how am I going to start this? Okay, I think the following day, I get a dream. And in this dream, I'm seated somewhere, like a restaurant of sorts. Okay, restaurant, and there are those bar, they're called stools. Anyway, those kind of things. So I'm seated there. Then I see that I am with my doctor friend, Gabriel, okay? And I'm seated on one chair, he's seated on the other stool, okay? And we are talking. Then, beside, like on the other chairs, but lower ones, okay? I saw young men dressed in black and white. All of them dressed smartly, black and white. Okay? They are there. And I knew that Gabriel had come with them. Okay? So they were there. Okay? Then he turns to those young men and tells them that this Moses, okay, didn't read much. Okay? Basically, he's telling them about medical school, okay? He's telling them he didn't read so much, but he passed. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, the context of that dream, when the Lord told me to begin operating the way, like Elvis used to operate in the office of a prophet, I remember one of my things that freaked me out, how will this be, was because sometime earlier, Elvis had told me the number of hours he prays in tongues each day. Okay? He used to pray in tongues for many hours. Okay? He told me those number of hours. Then at that time for me, I used to pray in tongues for only 2 hours a day. Kati, when the Lord appears to me, Nangamba Kati, one of the things was like, but now for me, I only do 2 hours. Okay, a day. For him, he does. Now, that is the context in which Gabriel in the dream comes. Okay? And tells these other young guys that this Moses, okay? He didn't read much. Okay? He didn't read much. He didn't, like, study that much. But he passed. Glory be to God. So now you can see, first of all, that was angel Gabriel. Isn't it? And he had come with angels, like, lower rank. You know, And the message he was trying to bring across to me was that, yes, you don't pray as much as Elvis does, but still, now you say katitandika. Okay? Now, one of the things I learned from that is that what? God has different weighing scales for different people. Are you listening to me? God has different what? Hallelujah. So, don't look at a person and then you say, those people pray for 10 minutes. For me, I pray for 1 hour. So I am better than them. You understand? God will be like, no. In fact, they are better than you. Okay? Because for them, they will do their 10 minutes, which I expect of them. For you, instead of the 1 hour, sometimes you do 50. Yet, I expect of you 1 hour. Do you understand? So, be very careful. Okay? Let your report, progress report, come from the Lord. Don't make up your own report. Hallelujah. Okay? The same thing in everything. Let's say giving. Okay? Hallelujah. If I give 1 million, okay, and Auntie Christine, for him she gives like a 10K, and I get to know about it. Okay? I can't say that. Christine, they don't know how to give. Do you understand? You remember the widow with 2 mites? She only gave 2 coins. And the Lord says she has given more than everyone else. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Like another example. Let's say you have a fortuna. You be what? You be Z. Hallelujah. I have a Fortuna. You be Z. Mr. Balo has a what? A tuk-tuk. Tuk-tuk. Mwasa familia yeyo na. Okay? Now, I can't say, unless the Lord has said, I can't say that I am more blessed than Mr. Barlow, because for me, I have a fortune. You be said. Mr. Barlow has a what? A tuk-tuk. You can't say that unless the Lord has said that. You understand? You can't base who is more blessed by who has more things, more toys. You know who has more toys? You know that's how, what? We kids operate. Who has more toys? You understand? Who has more toys? I have what? 10 toys, for you have 2, so I am more blessed. My father is more blessed than you. You understand? You can't say that. Now, we take it into adulthood. The toy mentality. Okay? We're just playing with toys, man. So I have more toys. And I'm a mulokole. You have less toys. And you say mulokole. So I'm more blessed than you. You can't do that unless the Lord is the one who has said it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Glory be to God. Now, I can't say that Zenga pastor, I'm the most serious guy in this church. This church is still in existence because of me. Me. Because what? I pray many hours a day. You understand? But now, for the fact, now this I'm going to tell you, okay, now me, not the Lord, okay? And I think it is the Lord's opinion. The people in this church, who man, when we get to heaven, okay, the Lord will say, well, you are just a pastor, and I hear the real people. Eh? The real people were, one of them I think is what? Joanne. Okay? People like the Bruces. Okay? Bazuka ku Saturday kumacha. Pastor Moses, you might not know, but oizo kusanganga wa yeva si. Okay? Nekusande, nemuja wano. Okay? It might occur to you that Pastor Moses nekusande nga muli wano mwe. Yaba yeva si. Yajabuzi kugamba mwe aagwe, like, you know, eh? Ngabambi. Do you understand? So who's really doing more work for the Lord in the church? Is it the pastor or the people who wake up, you know? Eh? You see what I mean? The people who check on people. Like what a pastor should do. Okay? Now, whether I do it or not, that's not the issue. But the Joannes, man, you know? Eh? The Christine Mujimbas, man. Bobe Bafa, Yobai Nom Tima, Gomusumba. Hallelujah. Hmm? The teddies who round up people Sunday morning, they drive, they pick them up at a motor car, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Do you understand? Hmm? Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. I have an idea of like a slight idea of how much money Auntie Joanne like gets a month. Hmm? Then I also have what? A slight idea of how much Uncle Sam what gets. So now Uncle Sam can say I'm more blessed than Auntie Joanne because you understand? Really? Maybe, but maybe not. You understand? Eh? Like someone said once, I think it was there's someone who said, you can find that Uncle Sam's dying because of what? Auntie Joanne. Hallelujah. But these things are true, isn't it? Bridget, isn't that so? Glory be to God. Are you tired? Huh? Glory be to God. Amen. Maybe we should begin from here next Sunday. What do you think? Hallelujah. But just to tell you, angels operated in God's ministry. Even at the ascension, Okay, when he was going up to heaven, the angels appeared to the disciples and told them that that same Jesus who you saw go up will still return in like manner. That is in Acts 1, verse 9. Okay, and now he's coming back. You're aware that he's coming back. And even at his return, angels are going to be involved. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. Glory likes that verse. It says that immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will do what? He will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other, at the Lord's return. When? After the tribulation, that's when we are gathered down. That simply means that we are here in the tribulation. Tuli wa nomu tribulation, according to that verse. We are only taken out immediately after the tribulation. That's when the Lord returns. He sends his angels to gather us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, angels, like I said, operated in the life of Jesus, okay, and they are supposed to be operating in your life. Hallelujah. Remember, we say that they operate according to God's word. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen. So, speak God's word. Amen. Speak what? God's word. Hallelujah. And Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2 says that, do not forget to entertain what? Strangers. For by so doing, some have entertained angels unaware. Hallelujah. There are some of you, man, people coming to your home, you first look at their shoe. You're like, are they worthy? Eh? You who tarmac, you tarmac your roads. Sumwagala. Eh? But this prosperity can mess you up. You start saying, who should enter my house? Who should sit on my chairs? How do they look like? So if someone there look nice, those ones, they sit outside, the other side. Glory be. You know, this prosperity thing can make you become a snob. And then you're there, you're like, I'm humble. But how many guys have come into your house who don't, in your opinion, don't deserve it, and they have sat on your chairs? Do you understand? Now, man, you might miss a visitation of angels. Glory be to God. And I've brought you a message. They haven't come to eat your food. Hallelujah. Sometimes they will eat your food because they have come to appear like humans. But as they're eating your food, there's something they're going to tell you, which is, man, like life-saving. Someone comes, you give them water, then say, webalenyo, thank you so much. But be careful of those neighbors of yours. Because I heard that they are thieves. Do you understand? And after I say bye, you go. Little do you know that man, it was an angel, giving you warning that be careful. Glory be to God. Therefore, you snub them. Hallelujah. Okay? You look at their shirt, it didn't appear like it is from Mr. Barlow's sewing machine, like Dennis's what? Those ones say, don't open for them. Don't let them remain there. I'm coming. You know, Glory be to God. Okay? By the way, as I end, one of the most interesting stories I've ever heard of angels. Huh? Okay? I watched it on Sid Roth. Huh? It's supernatural. So there was this old lady. She narrated an experience she had of an angel. Okay? So she says that she was driving like in the middle of nowhere. Okay? Then, I think something happened to her tire. Like, you know, you know those roads where like you're driving through like a forest. And when you're there alone. You know, a long distance away from people. So she's driving and then the car gets a problem. And the old lady didn't know what to do. So she comes out of the car. She didn't know what to do. You know, eh? She's there, man. She can get attacked. She's alone, like in Ukiba. You know that road in going to Fort, eh? Three Forest, man. Okay? So she's there. She's standing. She didn't know what to do. Then from nowhere, a very handsome man appeared. A young man, handsome, you know, eh? Okay? You can guess who he looked like. Okay? The guy appears, say, what's the problem? They get, you know what? You know, no. In fact, he didn't. I think the guy didn't speak, but just appeared. Then the lady was like, man, you know? Then he smiled, you know? Then he went, you know? Then he fixed the tire. You see, he fixed the tire. Then, as a lady was standing like to thank her, had disappeared. The young man had vanished the way he came. Glory be to God. You know, ministry of angels, man, in this day and age. A guy came, fixed a tear. Then as she turned to thank him, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now God wants those experiences to happen to you. Hallelujah. Speak his word. Be aware that angels are still working for you. And do not forget to do what? To entertain strangers. For if you do so, you might be entertaining what? Angels. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.